What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. And Steve, earlier in the show, we started celebrating your birthday early. Your birthday is tomorrow. You'll be 68. So we asked you some questions about how you're going to celebrate and things like that. So we have a few more that we'd like to ask you before we close out the show. And the last one I think we asked you is, if you got granted 3 wishes, what would they be? So here we go with the next one. If you could be any age on your birthday, what age would you be and why?
I'd be 68.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd be 68.
You're going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've had a life where, you know, I'm good where I'm at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have many regrets, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a couple, but it's nothing I can do about them. So,
yeah.
I'm good right where I am.
Okay. All right. What year has been your favorite birthday so far?
67. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
The last. As soon as I get a new one, it's my favorite.
That's right. For sure. What
you
do
know,
you
somebody
enjoy
said, man, you're getting old. But, old is the goal. I don't know where y'all at with this, man.
Consider
old
the alternative.
Is the goal.
Yeah. All right. What do you enjoy doing the most with your family, Steve?
That's
my
answer.
Nephew is sitting here.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah.
He heard it.
We're on the air.
Dinner. They're taking you to dinner tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It depends on which ones you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to move along if you can't do better than this.
I don't want all of them to think I feel the same way about them. So.
You know what?
You got your favorites?
Oh, hell yeah. I got some favorite family members. I got some family members can quit saying we family.
I know that.
All right. So we'll throw this one in. What's your favorite TV show right now? Ready to Love?
Hey, man. Do you know?
No.
Hey, man. Do you know Michelle Obama has a TV show called
Later Dating?
Yeah. Later Dater. And I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
It was interesting for a while, you know. This one old white lady that's 70 that's dating, she got to get out to date. She was rough, man. Woo, she was rough. She got to get out the dating pool. And then there's this one woman, like, she's 63. She look a little bit older than that, though. She a Georgia Bulldog fan.
Oh,
and if she dates a man and he's not a Georgia Bulldog fan, it's a big red flag no-no. She met a really great dude from Alabama. She don't like him because he's from Alabama. I was going, if your old ass don't get off this ignorant-ass bulldog man she talking about.
And, Steve, you know the lady with the pretty gray hair, the silver hair, the shortcut? You saw her, Lori?
Yeah.
One of your mentees from your mentoring.
You know what?
Sean,
I was looking at that boy going, man, where I know this boy from?
That's Sean's mom, Lori.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, she came down to the camp, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said,
golf tournament, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She got to be a little bit more quiet, though, Lori. You just be pushing up a little bit to her. Boy, if I could give her some dating advice, because she's a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
You know,
very cute.
She got a great career and everything.
Love
just
her.
Got to pull up a little bit. Man.
Then she bring the guy to her birthday party. She didn't even talk to him. She talked to all her friends.
It was...
I got to check this out.
Yeah. Later day.
Michelle Obama's birthday is tomorrow, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so is Tasha's, Carla.
Yes,
Tasha's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your baby. Yeah.
I will tell you the greatest birthday story I ever had, and it was one of the worst days of my life was because of Michelle Obama. I had turned 57 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 1957. Mm-hmm. And I was going to Barrett Jackson Auto to buy a 1957 Chevy Bel Air drop top coupe.
Wow.
I had all my arrangements set up, Barrett Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to buy a 1957 Chevy Bel Air coupe convertible. Mm-hmm. I was born in 1957 and I was turning 57.
Okay.
Michelle Obama sent an invitation to the house. Personally to Marjorie and invited her to the birthday party on the same day that I was going to Barrett Jackson. I got that invitation. My wife told me, I said, baby, no, I'm going to Barrett Jackson. I ain't going to the White House for this party. I'm buying a 1957. I'm turning 57 and I was born in 57. This is going to be great. She said, and we not going to go to the first lady's birthday party. I said, ain't no way I'm going up there and miss this great opportunity. So we at the party and I'm sitting there.
Because you knew you were going.
Yeah. Nobody worried about none of that.
So we at the party.
So you were at the party.
I never got to 1957.
Aww.
Never got.
Aww.
I was at the birthday party, Michelle Obama. And I'm telling you right now, I was mad the whole damn time.
Arms folded.
Because it's my birthday, too. I don't know how. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great, man. A good life, man. And God wake me up in the morning. I'm gonna do radio on my birthday, too.
All right.
Normally, I take off, but I'm just grateful I'm still working, so I might as well show up for that.
Oh, Freedom Friday, man. Do you a Freedom Friday?
No, they don't do that no more. You know, man, I used to do Blue Eyed Soul, and boy, them Phillies used to get mad. They look ignorant ass, don't know nothing about no good-ass music. That's what killed me. Can't ever do what I want to do. Here, got to listen to the
show. No, you can't. On your
Phillies
own show.
Phillies want to do this. Phillies want to do this. It's the Steve Harvey Show. It ain't the Phillies Show. Y'all have a good one, man. Take care of yourself. Talk to God today. I'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.